There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, available at your service, 888-553-7536. Sort of an on-the-air consultation, if you will. There are lots of things going on in the world of medicine. There's another one that just came in. A lot of information that probably helps you through your daily life. If there are specifics of problems that are going on with you, help yourself to 888-553-7536, as has been done by Johnny in Missouri. Johnny, what can we do for you, sir?
Yes, sir. I have a mechanical aortic valve. I had it put in 1985. My doctors they used to do MRIs with contrast. They have quit doing those and do CT scans without contrast. I guess it did a little damage. The contrast did some damage to my kidneys over the years. I'm okay with that, but my problem is I keep asking, what are they looking at when they look at my valve? I know they're looking at my aortic, the artery itself mostly, but I keep asking, how do you know the aortic valve is in good shape? What can they see? You know, I get the same answer almost every year, and it'll last a lifetime, like you said earlier. But my question is, I was told by my doctor that put it in 85, it had a lifetime. They didn't have a lifetime warranty on it. So what's changed that the Medtronic would be good for, say, if I reach in my late 80s? I'm 67 now.
And, Johnny, you had a mechanical valve put in?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. And, you know, they usually last a lot longer than the biological valve. The biological valve, as we said, lasts 10 to 20 years. And the mechanical valves can often last a long, long time, you know, hopefully your lifetime. But it's a little unpredictable. You know, you're asking a crystal ball question. The thing that confounded me a little bit was you said a CAT scan looking at your valve. I think what your doctors are really doing with a CAT scan is looking at your aorta, the pipe where the blood exits after it leaves the aortic valve. The aortic valve is the exit door of the heart, and then there's like a garden hose that fits into a motor. That garden hose is your aorta. In the chest, it's called the thoracic aorta. It goes straight up, and then it goes right under your neck, straight back to your back, and then goes down to your groin. When it passes through the waist, we call it the abdominal aorta. And this thing, like a garden hose, has a diameter, and when the diameter exceeds a certain number, we call it an aneurysm, or bulging circulatory tube. And I think they're measuring an aneurysm in your chest with the CT scan, because you wouldn't use a CAT scan to look at that valve. You use an echocardiogram, an ultrasound, sometimes an MRI, but the ultrasound's the simplest way, without any radiation, without any dye, to image a mechanical heart valve.
They do that also, but my question is, how can they tell if there is a malfunction with it, Doc?
Well, you spend a day with me. I'd show you on the screen. There are a lot of things that we look at. We can watch it open and close, and there are certain many, many parameters that we look at to make sure it's intact, it's opening properly, it's closing properly, blood is flowing through it adequately and not going backwards. And if you get a good image with a good ultrasound, sometimes we have to do the ultrasound from inside, a so-called transesophageal echo. Like an endoscopy, we put a tube down into your throat, and we look from inside with the ultrasound. With either that type of ultrasound, which hopefully we don't have to do very often, or from the surface of the chest with 2D and three-dimensional ultrasound, you can get a very good picture of that mechanical valve in real time. Watch it beat, and sit down next to the television screen and watch it.
Okay. So what do you...
All right. What do we have? Let's get to the bottom line here. Johnny, let's get to the bottom line.
Johnny, okay. What you want to know is, are you having symptoms of the valve not functioning well? And, you know, there are signs of chest discomfort, shortness of breath, you're passing out, feeling lightheaded or about to pass out. Those are the warnings that there's a problem with the valve. But unless you want to get down into the weeds with me and become a cardiologist, I'm not going to be able to real quick tell you how what we are looking for. I mean, I'd love to, if you spend a few days, a week with me, I'll show you how to look at the aortic valve. But you know, in a minute or so, I can't tell you. I'm not going to help you become a cardio sonographer.
All right. All right, Johnny. Thank you. Yep, take good care. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air on the Good Day Health Program with your calls and questions. How may we be of service to you? Get the question out. Tell us your story. Then a quick question. Medicare, a lot of conversation about being doctors being reimbursed for end-of-life counseling this week, Ken. That would mean that somebody came to you, they've got a heart problem, you can't fix it. It can't be fixed. So you tell them these are the options you have for ending your life, or for the how to spend the rest of your life, the last days of your life, in some sort of productive way. What is this?
Well, this is a hot potato that unfortunately became so politicized that rational people, you know, were losing what the true meaning of all this is about. But in my humble opinion, this is a conversation that I think every patient should have with their doctor, because, you know, hopefully the day when you're going to be near the end is as late and far away as possible, but you never know, and you want to get the treatment from your doctor that you want when you're in the final time. Unfortunately, often, and, you know, this is where the concern was, the government was just trying to save money, because the fact is, most of the money in medicine is spent in the last couple of weeks of life. And if we do have a conversation with the patient, a lot of unnecessary, unneeded, unwanted care will not be performed, and the government and the insurers will save a lot of money. But, you know, this is an area where I think it would work for everybody, because I think that people should have a say and let the doctor know what they want. Their opinion may be to tell the doctor, you let the doctor do whatever they think is best. But I have found in my experience, and I've been doing this conversation for 30 years with patients, most patients have an opinion. Most patients, when you bring it up, will talk about it if the doctor takes the time, shuts the door, sits down with them, goes eyeball to eyeball, and is patient with the patient, and this conversation will occur. And I think it's so important, and I like to know with every single patient that I have what they want, if the last couple of weeks are about to come, or even the last few days unexpectedly. And yes, sometimes it's a little uneasy, but if it's done properly, then everybody will get what they want, and the family won't feel the burden in the end, and whoever's the medical power of attorney won't be making decisions that they don't know what the right answers are. You get this out, you talk about it, and it'll get done. And this takes, to do it properly, it takes a lot of time, and you can't rush through it, or the patients will remember you, the doctor, in a bad way forever. And that's why I think that this week, that CMS, who's in charge of Medicare and Medicaid, announced plans to pay doctors to counsel patients about end-of-life care, the same idea that sparked these accusations of death panels and fanned the fear around President Obama's health care law 6 years ago. But this policy change will take effect January 1st, 2016. Counseling would be entirely voluntary for patients. The counseling aims to determine the type of treatment patients want in their last days, with options ranging from care that's more focused on comfort than extending life to all-out medical efforts to resuscitate a dying patient. In my experience, I have found some patients want every single possible thing done in the final days, and the spectrum is at the other end, for so many patients. So many patients just want to be made comfortable. It's sometimes hard to predict what people want. You have to have this conversation, because what has impressed me over the decades is how wide the variety of desires are in the last few days of life among different patients.
All right, let's make this more personal. You have somebody that comes to your office. You can use me if you want, or just come up with person X. And they are not aware of the state of their heart, and you are. That is, that their heart could fail at any moment, and it'd be very difficult to resuscitate. You need to be thinking about what? I mean, how do you approach this? Your life will be over in 2 weeks or 2 months.
Okay, let's have this conversation. I would first want for myself to get a very thorough history and physical, so I know exactly what kind of condition the patient is in. And then I would talk about the most heroic, aggressive options for this patient. And we're talking heart failure this week, so we're talking about a heart that's weakening and barely pumping any blood. And the most aggressive thing to do here is heart transplantation. And I would have a conversation when I'm not rushed and we have time about whether this patient wants to be put on a transplant list. And I would go over what a long road that is and the journey it would take and the dedication both the patient and the physicians need to get and make that successful. And that would be task number one. If the patient decides they don't want that aggressive an approach, then we have to talk about how we're going to deal with the end of life, which is near. And what do they want? Do they want to be put on a ventilator or a breathing machine or not? Do they want their chest to be compressed when the heart and lungs are not working well? So you have to go over these issues. Are we going to shock the heart if suddenly there's an abnormal heart rhythm? The patient at the extreme will say, I don't want to be on a breathing machine. I don't want my heart shocked. I don't want any chest compressions. I just want to be made comfortable. And that means not starving the patient, not dehydrating the patient, but just providing them with hospice and tender, loving care and keeping them out of pain. That is one extreme. The other extreme is getting that patient to a transplantation facility as soon as possible and keeping them in intensive care until a heart is available, and they may need to go on a breathing machine. They may need to have intravenous drugs being dripped in 24/7. They may need at times to have their heart shocked, their chest compressed to keep it going. And then once it can take several, some, I've had patients in the hospital 2 months in intensive care awaiting for that right donor.
All right. So that's Dr. Ken's version of how he would handle this sort of thing at the end of one's life. And this is what you're going to get from people who are sensitive. There's some doctors that will be better at this than others. You pick and choose. This is in the discussion stages for sure. But as was suggested before, it's kind of like the PSA testing that we were talking about.
I had this conversation with my father at his point at his end of life. And, you know, my brother's a doctor. My brother got very mad at me when I did this, and it took him about a year or two to apologize to me. You know, he thought I was being unkind to my father, but I knew my father at 86 did not want to have open heart surgery.
Yeah.
And I had this conversation with him, and we made him comfortable. My brother, who's not a cardiologist, he's a urologist, doesn't do this very often, and it was very unsettling for him. Mm-hmm. And it took him a while to really appreciate what I did, and he was angry at me for a while.
Well, the other side of it, you just suggested something that I think is pretty true. It's about saving money for the system, and to go back to the PSA conversation, not having it measured every year because of the preventative task force saying that we didn't need it. But who are they to say? Under the circumstances, there were no urologists on
there were
the
no
panel.
Urologists.
No
on
urologists.
That
so what does that
course.
Tell you? There were no doctors who wrote the Affordable Health Care Act. What does that tell you about how people think? 21 after the hour.
More and more more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body. And there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Ken, come join us. We have a couple of lines open. 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. If you have any question from head to toe about yourself, your spouse, the kids, parents, grandparents, I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. Over 30 years in medicine, seeing patients every day. Almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. Everybody has some symptom or sign or something, or they know somebody and it's bothering you. What about some peace of mind? I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Maybe we'll make a diagnosis that's been challenging the doctors around you. Maybe the doctors gave you some pathway of treatment and you're looking for some simpler, kinder, but evidence-based treatment to it. Not my opinion, but only based on evidence, how to get better, how to improve the quality of your life, and how to stay on planet Earth longer.
888-553-7536. Okay, the number of people in our country who will die this year because of cardiovascular disease exceeds 800,000. Wow. Dr. Ken is trying to prevent that, and one of the ways he can help you is to explain how Super Beats work and perhaps get you to take the Heart Health Month Challenge. The idea is to get this product that Ken was just telling me off the air how the people in his office are getting off of coffee and using Super Beats. And then there's another page to that, which I'll explain after Ken tells you why Super Beats is so super.
Many of you tell me you listen to this show because you want to keep up to date on how to keep your body as healthy as possible, improve the quality of your life. Well, many of you have no idea, have never heard about nitric oxide, but you need to. And I want to just talk to you a little bit about nitric oxide. When I was in medical school in the late 70s, early 80s at the University of Pennsylvania, my entire basic science education didn't even mention nitric oxide, because this nitric oxide, which is so important, it's going to rewrite the medical textbooks, was only discovered in 1988.
CD8 as this signaling molecule. It's a hormone-like structure, but it's a gas. It's a gas that's produced on the surface of the blood vessels. It then diffuses through the circulation membranes and acts throughout the body. And by 1998, this such important discovery actually was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine or Physiology for that year. Nitric oxide, it's so important. It helps to maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. There's a cardiologist at Case Western who has actually discovered and reported this just a few months ago, that the red blood cell not only has to bind oxygen, we all know that from high school biology, but it also now we know it has to bind also nitric oxide, and the nitric oxide is first released. It's like the key that opens up the door to the circulation, and if the doorway doesn't open up, you can't get the red blood cell in to deliver the oxygen. That's how the nitric oxide works. So as a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attacks, strokes, and erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's disease. So I'm so excited because we have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body, because if you don't have them, your entire body's not going to work properly. Many foods, they're rich in nitric oxide, and that's how, as a youngster, most of us are able to continuously make this nitric oxide. So foods such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. But as we age, by the time we get to 40, it becomes so hard for us to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our body. So SuperBeets, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. There's peer-reviewed, evidence-based, placebo-controlled studies showing that this SuperBeets is safe and effective. SuperBeets, it's also a safe and natural replacement for energy drinks, which allows you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
So when your doctor says, watch your blood pressure, you want to call 800-655-4183 and sign up for the official Heart Health Challenge to lower your blood pressure. We want you to join all of us, Ken's people in his office, my people on the staff of the Good Day program. All of the Good Day team is not only on SuperBeets, but they're trying Neo 40, N-E-O 40. Neo 40 is a way in a very few minutes to take the essence of the beets and in a capsule form, you chew it, and it'll do the same thing, the pick-me-up that you get from taking SuperBeets, you'll get from Neo 40. The Good Day Heart Health Challenge will allow you to order SuperBeets and get a free box of Neo 40 with any of your orders. You get a free book, a free saliva testing strip so you know what your blood pressure is. Free shipping. Call 800-655-4183. This is a super opportunity. SuperBeets at the regular price. Neo 40 comes freshly produced, tested, patented. It works, folks. Ken says it works. 800-655-4183. You can check out the Heart Health Challenge at DougLikesBeets.com as well. So get on the SuperBeets road to recovery or stability when it comes to your blood pressure. 800-655-4183.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ken Kronhaus is doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. At this time, we give you a weekly update on all the health news published in the medical journals that your doctor reads each week. And we give it to you in easy-to-understand language. And also along the way, I'd be glad to answer any health care questions you have from head to toe. We do have some lines open if you'd like to join us. 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. D-R-K-E-N. One more time. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. D-R-K-E-N. We'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. Hopefully we'll get you on the air real quickly and just give you some peace of mind about any health care question you may like to ask me about. Just get it into a clear, concise form. And when you call me, think about the one thing bothering you the most and let's get a solution to that.
All right. So health news also. We underscore the headlines from the week and things that are going on. There is a national survey that came out this week suggesting 13% of U.S. adults say they eat the recommended amount of fruit each day. Only 9% eat enough vegetables. This is so, I don't want to use the word that begins with S, but and it isn't silly. How is it that people faced with all the information that bombards us every day, I mean, I know people have to be getting this because you have conversations on News Talk Radio programs about some of the super supercilious stuff, the focus on Donald Trump, okay, or politics, or the healthcare Obama thing. I mean, so you can't tell me that people, in the same breath, you're hearing from the same sources information about how much better off you'll be health-wise if you eat fruits and vegetables. And I just counted out the things that I'm having this morning as I'm on the air. I go back and forth to munch on raspberries, blueberries, blackberries. I have pineapple. I have melon. I have cherries. I have grapes. I have strawberry. All of this stuff is out with the yogurt. And I want to live to be healthy. I don't want to have to go to you to have me analyzed for the death panel. But yeah, this seems like such common sense. And I don't want to speak down to anybody, but it's so foolish. Come on. You got to know, unless you just are suicidal. And if you're suicidal, why don't you just take a gun? To make it a lot quicker. Other than that, you're killing yourself slowly. Remember that old song, Killing Me Softly? I forget who did it.
Yes.
But, yeah. The Roberta Flack did it. That's what you're doing. You're killing yourself slowly by eating crap.
Denial is an incredibly strong emotion. And
yes.
And people just, most people, you know, you and I are not most people, but most people do live to eat instead of eat to live. And, you know, we're in the minority, Doug, on this.
Yeah, apparently. So here's the story from CVS. Remember about a year ago, they decided to stop selling cigarettes? And people said, wow, isn't that a great thing for them? Yay! They're thinking about the health of all their customers. They weren't thinking about the health of their customers
at all. The rest of the story.
What they were thinking about is opening up those minute clinics that they have pretty much all around the country so that you can go to them instead of going to Dr. Ken. We want you to go see Dr. Ken because he's a whole different sort of animal. By the way, the number to Lake Cardiology in Florida is 352-735-1400 for a consultation. But let's say you got a sore throat and you don't need, you don't think, it doesn't warrant an appointment with your doctor. So you go into the Minute Clinic. It's just a few blocks away from your house. There are 7,800 of these in our country. Can you believe that? CVS, which was the old Consumer Value Store, started here in my neck of the woods, as a matter of fact, has grown to a huge, enormous corporation that is based, I mean, they're there to make money. That's what their stockholders want, and that's what they're doing. They're providing the biggest health care service. This arguably is the biggest health care provider in the country, if not the world now, Ken.
Well, they're going to eat into the primary care doctors by just trickling off some of the more simpler, less complicated problems. This started in 2000. I remember in Minneapolis, St. Paul area.
Yeah.
And initially they were representing themselves to treat seven common medical conditions. It was strep throat, mono, flu, pregnancy testing, and bladder and ear and sinus infections. And then, you know, you go about 6-7 years later, and by 2014, they were expanding their services to treating and diagnosing minor illnesses, injuries, skin conditions, and administering vaccine injections, health screening, physicals, and monitoring for chronic conditions. Most of these are inhabited, the provider is a nurse practitioner, and some nurse practitioners are very good, but most of them are not supervised on site. So, you know, am I going to go there with chest pain? I'm not. Am I going to go there if I have a sore throat and I need to get some quick antibiotic, or I have a productive cough and I might need some quick, for bronchitis, a quick antibiotic? It might be a reasonable place, but you have to be very careful. And if you have complex medical conditions, multiple medications, multiple active medical problems, this is not the place for you because you're not going to get good care in 1 minute. It's impossible.
You know what, though? This is a terrific, even though I would say to you it's not the best option, but what a terrific American story. Consumer Value Store opened in 1963 in Lowell, Massachusetts. The guy who owned the store was a pharmacist. And in terms of what they had there, they had a little bit. It was almost like the old dollar store. You could go in and buy all kinds of things. But the pharmacist, Larry Merlo is his name, decided that he wanted to expand. So they opened a store here and they opened a store there. And before you know it, they buy a company called People's Drug, which was a drugstore chain in Washington. And then they bought little chains here and there and grew. They were still the consumer value store, but they were doing a lot of, they had a pharmacy department, and they were run more by pharmacists than they were by business people. But then the business got good, and the business people came in, and they said, okay, these are the profit centers. This is how we do this. And so from that point in the 1960s to where we are now, this company has just grown and grown and grown. Their tobacco business alone that they gave up was $2 billion to the bottom line. That's just tobacco.
Wow.
They walked away from $2 billion in tobacco sales because they figured within 3 or 4 years, they could be making $4 to $5 billion a year with all of these outlets by providing these minute clinics. They bought, CVS bought Caremark for $21 billion in 2007, and then they've spent another $2 billion to acquire another smaller chain. This is the kind of money they bought Omnicare for $12 billion. I mean, this is the kind of money that they made a deal with Target, by the way. And Target has, 1,800. So by the time they're done at the end of the year, they're going to have 9,600 retail stores. And one out of seven retail pharmacies in the country will belong to CVS. And so they are going to be the big gorillas here. You look at how much money there is in all of this stuff. Say you have diabetes and you go to a pharmacy to get your insulin. How great is it if in the same aisle there's a cookbook for people who have diabetes? That's brilliant, right? And that's what we're talking about. That's how they're putting all of this together. There's a nurse practitioner in every one of these CVS stores, and they see 35 to 40 patients a day, Ken, at $79 to $99 for any minor illness or injury, and most of the insurance plans are accepted. Each clinic typically brings in about $500,000 a year, which is, a little bit, not when you look at the total revenue, but it brings people into the store to buy other stuff. It is genius. Actually, so Walmart's trying to get in on the action. Target was in on it. They said, okay, let's merge with these guys. Now Walmart has found themselves sort of outclassed or outdistanced by this action because they want to always be the biggest and the best and squeeze everybody else out of business. But what's the old, there's a crude expression about getting something handed to you. That apparently CVS has done when it came to Walmart. And Walgreens the same way. Walgreens has expanded, but it just that these people have really focused on their business and understood how to make it grow. So I think it's a good American story. It may not be my choice. I doubt that I'd do it, but that's me. I can, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, I can pick and choose, and if I have to, I will pay for the kind of service that I want because I deem health care to be one of the most important freedoms in my life. I make the decision to not smoke, to not drink, to exercise vigorously, to eat the right things most of the time. Am I perfect? No. Do I have some chocolate in my refrigerator? Yes.
And you don't have to be perfect to be healthy.
No. I have a sweet tooth. I've been trying to get away from it. But anyway, I thought that CVS story was really quite compelling, frankly. 888-553-7536. Brent is in Lake Havasu, Arizona. Hi, Brent. What can Dr. Ken do for you?
Well, good morning. And the problem I have a teenager who I've recently found out is using nitrous oxide as a recreational drug.
Okay, let's differentiate first between, Ken, nitrous oxide and nitric oxide, which we talk about with regard to superbeets?
Brent, this is a great question. Remember high school chemistry, the N for nitrogen, the O for oxygen, all the elements up on the wall in the chemistry lab? But
I got a D in chemistry, though.
All right. Well, let me
so
see
did if, I, pal.
Let me see if I can give you the remedial course, then, the easy course. What your son is talking about inhaling is nitrous oxide. That's N2O. And what I'm talking about in the super beets is nitric with a C, oxide, and that's NO.
Isn't nitrous laughing gas?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And it's used for an anesthesia as laughing gas, but it's also sometimes used as a recreational drug that's abused. And that's what Brent is talking about. And there's also a pollutant that gets confused in here, nitrogen dioxide, which is NO2. So there's NO, nitrogen and oxygen, one of each. That's the nitric oxide. That's the important signaler in the body that we all need from head to toe. That's what the Super Beats and the Neo 40 helps you to make. And then there's the N2O, the nitrous oxide, which is the laughing gas, the anesthesia, the abused gas sometimes. And then there's the pollutant in the air, the nitrogen dioxide, NO2. And this is where this also gets confused is, you know, salami and bologna with the nitrites and the nitrates, they cause cancer. That's a whole different animal also.
Okay. Right. What are the potential problems that a person can get by using this nitrous oxide?
The super beets and getting your nitric oxide levels relevant?
No, it's nitrous.
The nitrous oxide.
Yes. What harm can come to him by using this? Because I couldn't explain it very well, and I just wanted to consult an expert on what harm can come to his health by doing this to his brain.
Absolutely, exactly. You know, he can do bad harm to his brain, to his liver, just damage the nerves in the body from head to toe. This is something you just don't want to do.
How is he getting it?
From what I understand, it's big at parties. They either get a tank of it, or I understand that it's used as a propellant in whipped cream. Hence the street name with it.
And the worst possible thing is you could actually put yourself to sleep and die and stop breathing. That is a real possibility here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted to be able to explain it to him.
Yeah.
There's other things, obviously.
What happens is you get deprived of oxygen when you do this, and then all of the organs of your body from head to toe stop working properly. And in the most severe case, you can die doing this.
Yeah, there's nothing to be claimed.
That's what I want to impart to him.
Wow. You're the boss. You're the parent.
Is he there? I'll yell at him.
Yeah. This is...
No, I got it, but I appreciate it. I'm in the car, so when I get home.
Yeah. Don't let him. This, you're in charge. You got to keep him away
from
it.
Yeah. Love your body. This is crazy.
You can't do that kind of stuff. 888. That's a good call. 888-553-7536. Good advice for
parents.
It's
like putting
parents.
A bag over your head.
Yeah. It's really stifling, and you could come to a quick demise with that stuff. Nothing to play with. All right, let's become more pleasant here with a way for women and men to say goodbye to puffiness and bags under their eyes. This is a hard thing for a lot of people to get rid of. Ken is going to fix the problem quickly for you right now.
Doug, thanks. This is good news. I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women until now. Now there's Genucel Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan, one of our listeners from New Jersey, she writes to us, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes, it's gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and have not come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. Not only Susan, folks, we use it at the radio station. Everybody says good things about it. And with its instant effects, weeks, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. And we guarantee it. Order now and Chamonix will double your supply of Genucel immediate effects absolutely free, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Call now to try Genucel risk-free, 800-822-6145. That's 800-822-6145. Say goodbye to puffiness, goodbye to bags. Call now and get two for the price of one, as Ken suggested. 800-822-6145 for Genucel. Gets rid of the puffiness and bags and lines around your eyes. You'll feel and look 100% better. It acts quickly, too. 800-822-6145.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners,
pens,
pens, magnets, luggage tags,
calendars,
calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer relevant store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico,
Rental, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Now 54 past the hour on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Cronow's here. The focus on your health from the point of view of how you look, what you see. When you go to the mirror, what do you see? We were talking about Genucel and what it does to the puffiness and lines and that sort of thing around your eyes. Cleaning that up cosmetically is really a cool thing to do. Also, your hair. I've been talking about this product with Ken for a couple of years now. And the bottom line is, if your hair is coming out for whatever the reason, you want to address that. And Provia does it in a way that's very unique, and it will not treat everybody's problem, but it'll treat a lot of problems. And in essence, what I say to people, Ken, is that you either get your hair back or you get your money back when you use Provia. How does it work?
And it's natural, it's safe, it's effective, it has evidence behind it. And ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them, not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Orlando, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He writes to us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair is promised," he tells us. "Of course, Provia, it works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for all your summer activities, Provia has its great summer sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair. It's just one phone call away and Doug will give you the number."
Yes, Provia works or you get your money back. 800-543-5817. Get your hair back or your money back. Simple bottom line stuff and it's all natural. 800-543-5817. You order it now. As a matter of fact, I mentioned Dr. Ken, you'll get not only the regular Provia, but super concentrated Provia. Two for the price of one and free shipping. 800-543-5817. 800-543-5817. All right, forward done here. The story of Dr. Fareed Fatah, the Michigan oncologist who has been misdiagnosing patients, defrauding insurance companies. This guy's going down.
Doug, this judge sentenced this Detroit area cancer doctor to 45 years in prison this past Friday for collecting at least $17 million from Medicare and insurance companies while poisoning 553 patients through needless treatments that wrecked their lives. "I misused my talents, yes, and permitted this sin to enter me," he said, "because of power and greed," when he was sentenced.
Power and greed. What motivating factors are those, and how many other doctors do the same sort of thing? There have been a lot of abusers, but this is a pretty good example.
I've never met anyone like this. This is horrible. This guy got off too easy.
45 years? What should he have gotten? At 45 years at his age, he's in the slammer for the rest of his life.
We hope.
Pretty much, yeah. But that's despicable stuff. My God, how many people died because he misdiagnosed him? It was like murder.
Many died, but now many have to deal with this disabled effect the rest of their life.
Hi, Dr. Ken here on the Good Day Weekend Health Program. I'm Doug Steph.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.